The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi guys, this is my first post here. I know a lot of stories here are very well written and suspenseful, but I'm pretty much flipping the fuck out right now because of what just happened, so you'll have to bear with me. Okay, so here are the events that transpired in the past 2 hours or so, and a little backstory as to why this is freaking me out so much. My partner and I have recently moved back into my childhood home with my parents while our own house is being built, to save some cash and not have to move instantly from our rental when it's complete. My parents own 3 Australian native birds, and earlier tonight, I was updating my Snapchat story to show my friends, as many of them ask what the birds' names are and what they look like. I took 3 Snapchat videos, one after the other, and just put them on my story without worrying about retakes or what I look like, so please forgive me for the uploads. Anyways, within about 15 minutes of uploading, I received a message from one of my good but not great friends that said, "Haha, you bearded beast, those birds are mad. By the way, the fuck was that in your window behind you in that last one? Haha." I had no idea what he was going on about, so I went and watched my own Snapchat story a couple of times. On the 3rd or 4th watch, I saw what he was talking about, and my stomach sank, and I almost started to have a panic attack, and I'm still pretty shaken up. I immediately saved my story videos and put them onto my computer to see them larger. In the last Snapchat video I sent, it kind of looks like someone is at the door, looking in, with their hands cupped against the door. It's hard to tell, because Snapchat videos are very poor quality, and the door is only in frame for probably 1 second. Whatever it is in a 3rd Snapchat video, is definitely not in the first, when the door is in full view. I was the only person home at that time, and that particular door leads to the backyard, which is only accessible through a single locked gate. Here are the 3 videos I saved from my story.
So the first one of my parents' little birds is this little guy. It is little Leo. He's a cockatiel. Second little bird of my parents is a rainbow lorikeet. His name is Oliver.
And there he is.
Here I am with my good little mate, Puffin.
To add some backstory as to why this has me freaking out so much, I had to quickly talk about my childhood years up until I moved out with my partner at age 18. From about age 8 until age 10, I had episodes of sleep paralysis, about 1 or 2 times a month, where it felt like a weight was sitting on my chest and I could not breathe for about 40 seconds at a time. This led to insomnia and anxiety about bedtime, as I dreaded feeling helpless. I ended up seeing a child psychologist, and whether that was or was not the reason, the episodes largely went away. Only once or twice a year, until age 13. At age 12 or 13, for seemingly no reason at all, I started to get chronic episodes almost every night that lasted a couple of minutes at a time. During these episodes, I could breathe, but I could not move. The worst thing about these episodes, however, is that I felt like someone was in the room, someone evil, someone who meant me harm, which is common for people who experience sleep paralysis. At roughly age 14, things really took a turn, and I started to hear and see things during maybe 1 out of 10 of my episodes. The things I heard were never too crazy, and were usually just thuds and creaks. However, When it came to seeing things, there was always one recurring thing. A faceless person looking into my bedroom window with their hands cupped to the glass. For the course of a 1 to 10 minute episode, this person would just stand there and look at me. Whenever the episode ended, the person would just be gone. Over the course of 4 years, this occurred quite regularly, but it always made me feel totally helpless and terrified. I never got used to it. When I moved out at age 18, I never had another episode where I saw anything. I'm 26 years old now, and I very, very occasionally have small episodes, only 30 seconds, but only those in which I feel heavy-chested. To cut a very long story short, whatever is there in my Snapchat video looks almost 100% like what I used to see as a teenager during my sleep paralysis episodes, and I've been a nervous wreck all night over it. To me, it kind of looks like a face to the glass and two hands on either side. It has scared the Christ out of me. What do you guys think? I tried to answer as many questions as I can. Thanks a lot, guys. Hello, everyone. First of all, I'd just like to say that I'm pretty new to Reddit, so I'm still trying to become accustomed with how all of these different subreddits work. So I first heard about No Sleep from a friend of mine, who was a frequent visitor of the Reddit and a big fan of No Sleep stories. I love reading scary stories, and so one day, he told me about how this particular subreddit was filled with stories from various people around the world who posted their stories and horrifying encounters to share with the rest of Reddit and ask for advice on how to deal with whatever issues they were having. I thought this was pretty cool at first, but didn't really think much of it until some weird events began to happen to me lately. As soon as these events began to transpire, I instantly thought of No Sleep and decided to post my story here in an effort to seek some much-needed advice. So my fellow Redditors, I hope that you can perhaps help me figure out what to do after you hear my story. God knows I can use whatever advice I can get. I'm so scared right now. My friends and I just don't know what to do. I've never felt so vulnerable before in my life. If you're unfamiliar with it, Snapchat is an app that people can download for free on their phones or tablets or whatever. The basic point of Snapchat is to share pictures and videos with friends to let them know what's going on in your life. In essence, it's basically like Facebook, but centered more around pictures and videos of one's life rather than posts or media. I don't use Snapchat much myself, but I do have it installed on my phone just to see what's going on in my friends' lives, as well as send out the occasional snap to some of my close friends of what I'm eating or whatever. Anyway, it was just last week when I received some pretty weird snaps from an unknown sender. It was Wednesday night, and I was in my room studying for a midterm I had that week. To give you the full context as to why these snaps weirded me out so much, I have to let you know a little bit about myself. I'm currently a college student in my junior year, and I live alone in an apartment close to my campus. It's within walking distance of the school, which is nice, as I don't have to go through the trouble of finding a parking spot. The cost of living in my city is pretty low, and I value my privacy a lot and hate living with roommates. I did that in freshman year of college. Never again. Which is why I choose to live alone. Many of my friends also lived on campus or in other apartments nearby, so I was never lacking for company. The apartment itself isn't very large. It's small, but cozy, and has everything a college student living on his own could ask for. A kitchen, a bathroom, a living room, and two small but comfortable bedrooms. I'm a pretty big geek, so most of my apartment is filled with various superhero and video game merchandise I have collected over the years. One piece of merch I was particularly proud of was a Superman figure I had purchased from a comic book store for only $30. It was a still, and I had it on my dresser in my room. Now back to the main topic at hand. Like I said, it was a Wednesday night, and I was in my room studying when I received a notification on my phone. Opening it up, I realized that I had gotten 3 snaps on Snapchat. However, what was weird about these snaps was that they were from an unknown sender. On Snapchat, I mainly snap with 3 of my friends who are avid Snapchat users, and by now, I had practically memorized what their usernames were. This username was entirely new to me, making me curious. I have heard stories of how people have gotten weird snaps from strangers before, but it had never happened to me until now. I should have just deleted them and blocked the unknown user right there and then, but curiosity got the better of me. I regret ever opening those snaps. Looking back now, it probably would have been a good idea to take screenshots of a few of these snaps I had received to perhaps use as some form of evidence, but the idea had never crossed my mind until now as I typed this. The first snap I received was strange, but nothing too out of the ordinary. It was a picture of a lawn, but it was too close up to see where this lawn of grass was. The second snap was when things started to get strange. It was a video, and the entire screen was black, as if the person recording the snap was covering his phone's camera with his hand. However, that wasn't the weird part. The weird part was the weird whispering I heard. I don't know how to quite explain it, but it sounded like as if he put his mouth really close to the phone and whispered in a convoluted, jumbled mess. The third snap sent chills down my spine. It was a snap of a door, but not just any door. It was the front door of the apartment complex I lived in, the one everyone goes through on their way to their room. Whoever was sending me these snaps were very close by. After I was done viewing the snaps, I immediately sent a message to the person. I simply said, "Who are you?" A few seconds after I sent the message, I could see from the app screen that he had opened it. Whoever he was, he had obviously been awaiting a response from me. I held my breath and waited a few seconds for this mysterious person to respond, but there was no response. After waiting for about 5 minutes, I closed the app and put my phone down. At the time, I remembered I simply had no idea what to do. I looked out my window and didn't see anything out of the ordinary or any weird figure standing in the street. Truth be told, at the time, my midterm was the main thing on my mind, so after closing the blinds to my windows and making sure my door to my apartment was locked, I went back to studying. I didn't receive any more weird snaps from this mysterious sender, and the event eventually left my mind. I was pretty busy, as I had a pretty heavy course load, and was frequently loaded with essays and other reading assignments, so I didn't have time to contemplate this. It wasn't until last night, Monday night, did I receive more snaps. These ones were the ones that truly began to make me panic. I was completing a reading assignment for my literature class when I suddenly received 2 notifications from Snapchat. I had received 2 snaps once again from the mysterious person from last week. The first snap was eerily similar to the one with the whispering I had received last week. It was pretty much the same thing, except the whispering sounded a lot faster and more excited, I guess you could say. The second snap was the one that truly frightened me. This was a snap that made me realize that something was very, very wrong, and that whomever was sending me these snaps was a bigger threat than I had originally anticipated. At first, when I looked at the snap, it took a few moments before what I was looking at truly sunk in. It was a picture of a doorframe, with the person taking the snap pointing his phone at it from the darkness of the hallway. Light was streaming from the room that the doorframe led to, and I could make out a few pieces of furniture, including a bed, a dresser, and a Superman figure on top of the dresser. I then realized that I was looking at a picture of my room. I felt the hairs on the back of my neck stand up as I began to realize what was going on. I vaguely remembered that I tend to leave the door to my room open. I slowly turned around, half expecting someone standing in the doorway, staring right at me. But there's no one there. I slowly rose from my chair and began inching towards the door. Looking out into the rest of my apartment, I saw that there was no one there. I spent the next hour or so searching my apartment for any signs of intrusion, but there was nothing. I suddenly felt my phone vibrate in my hand, which I realized I had been holding the entire time. I had received another snap from the mysterious sender. It was a video. My fingers shaking, I opened the snap to yet another obscured video with the whispering in the background. This time, the whispering was very loud and filled my entire apartment with noise. I didn't sleep at all that night. I sat on my bed, every light in my small apartment turned on, a kitchen knife in my hand, and my phone in the other. Nothing else out of the ordinary occurred. If anyone has any advice on what I should do, please let me know. It's Tuesday now, and I haven't received another snap yet, nor have I seen or heard anything out of the ordinary since Monday. I have no idea how this person may have gotten my Snapchat, and if that last snap was really taken from inside my apartment, it means that he could potentially have a way into my home. I still can't figure out how this would be possible, though. I keep the key to my apartment on me at all times, and the extra spare key is always in my desk where I keep it. I told one of my close friends about this, and he told me I could live with him for a few days just in case the person actually does have a way into my apartment. But I just don't know. Again, any advice is welcome.